Well, hello everybody and welcome to the call. We're just delighted that you're on tonight. This is the weekly daily call, if that makes sense, the weekly daily call. And today it's been hosted by myself, Rachel Harries. I'm a national marketing director in Dallas, and I'm thrilled that you are all on the call. This is the second Monday of the month. And on the second and the fourth Mondays, we dedicate the call to our newer distributors and also to our distributors who are sponsoring new distributors, so that we can be sure that we're on the same page in terms of getting new people started and off to a really good, fast start with their virtual franchise. So I'm going to just talk through for a little bit about some of the things that is really good to do at the beginning, and then hopefully we'll have some time at the end where you can ask any questions you've got and we can have some discussion. So, well, in my opinion, there couldn't be a better time than right now to be in this business and to have a virtual franchise. It doesn't matter if you've been in, you know, 10 years or 1 year or 6 months or somewhere in between. I think this is such an exciting time to be involved with the Juice Plus, the virtual franchise, and not just because of the Tower Garden coming and some of those things, but just the way that Juice Plus is in the market right now. We are so separated from anything else that is available to people to take for their health because of our research. I mean, when you have institutions like MD Anderson publishing amazing pieces of research, then, you know, it's just so exciting. And that's like the 24th study. So we have such a body of research that makes Juice Plus so, so special. So it was a little over 14 years ago when I finally made my personal decision to become a distributor, even though I have to admit I had known about Juice Plus and the virtual franchise for already 7 years. So if any of you are a little slow in coming to the business, don't worry about it. It's timing has got to be right, and it took that time for the timing to be right for me in 1997 it's hard to even say years that are under, you know, older than 2000 anymore. But anyway, the timing was right because at that point I had 4 young children who, listen to this, does this sound new, who were not eating as well as they should be eating. I also knew dozens of other families who were struggling with the same thing because we were all trying to feed our kids right. And most of all, you know, I loved the idea of having an income from a home-based business. I'd always worked outside the home and had an income. I loved the idea of starting something that could provide me with an income that was actually equal or greater to anything that I could earn outside. And that really attracted me to this business, and that's something we'll talk about a little bit. So when I decided to be a distributor, I honestly did make my decision right there and then to become a national marketing director. You don't have to, and most people, in fact, don't. Most people have a smaller goal to start with and maybe come to that a little bit later. But because I was sponsored directly by a national marketing director, and in fact, 2 national marketing directors, because it was Jenny and Mick who were my friends and had become national marketing directors, well, I knew what that meant. I knew what it was. As far as I could see, it was a well-paid position with good benefits, and it didn't seem to involve very much work, at least the way I was looking at it, because at that time I was tied into a job, and Jenny and Mick were roaming all over in an RV seeing the whole country, and that looked like a lot more fun, you know, with no sort of set hours, no bosses and all the rest of it. So I thought that freedom so appealed to me that for me that was worth what I needed to do to make that position. And it took me 5 years to become a national marketing director, and I've now enjoyed the full benefits for more than 9 years, and of course love the freedom that comes with this type of business. So what I've learned along the way is quite a lot, and one of the things I learned is that it really isn't work like in a job, as in you don't have a boss, you don't have set hours, you don't have a ceiling, all that kind of thing. And I think the key things, the questions are, how much desire do you have? How much persistence have you got? How determined are you? And how self-motivated are you? Those were the 4 things that I felt were what was important to keep me in this business. A desire to be successful, to become a national marketing director, to have an income at that level, to be persistent and to literally keep asking people, because timing's not always right. Jenny and Mick asked me dozens of times in that 7 years to join them in this business and to add Juice Plus, and I kept saying no. But their persistence paid off because now they have a national marketing director in me. And so I've similarly adopted that idea of gentle, caring persistence. But I really just love to help people eventually see that this business could be for them. Determination, it takes some of that, and of course self-motivation, because we do work from home. We don't have anybody telling us what to do. We do have to actually get up and decide who to call and where to go and who to give a CD to ourselves each day. So self-motivation is the other thing. And then what else have I learned? To keep it simple. And how many times have we heard that? I mean, one of the biggest things, of course, is our product. Keep it simple. I say over and over and over again, it's food. It's food. It's apples and oranges. It's food. It's beets and parsley and kale and cabbage. It's food. Because our message is so simple. We're bridging the gap between what people are eating and what they should be eating. You're supposed to be eating 7 to 13 servings, and almost nobody in the whole wide world is doing that on a daily, consistent basis. And Juice Plus can bridge the gap to make sure that you do that. And we know from the research that it's those levels that keep us healthy. So we have a simple message. But I want to talk now about the simple way to run your virtual franchise and how you get started in the business. So the first thing you do is you decide you're going to be a distributor and share Juice Plus. And some of you have already been in the business for a while, but you may just be recommitting, redeciding that now is a good time to share Juice Plus and actually be an active distributor and enjoy an income from this. So you make that decision, and then you decide how much time can you commit to Juice Plus, depending on what your goals are. If your goal is just to cover the cost of you and your family being on Juice Plus, you probably won't need to commit very much time at all. If your goal is a $500 a month income, which for a lot of people makes a difference, you know, between being comfortable and being able to pay the bills that come as a surprise and not, then that's great too, and you'll do a little bit more time. And then if you want to do $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, replace your full-time income, then the amount of time you'll commit will be more. And that you can work out with your sponsor as to how much time you're prepared to put into Juice Plus. The key, of course, is being consistent with that time, not doing, you know, 4 hours once a week, but doing a little bit every day. And then the third thing that you decide is you want to know what it is that you want from this business and why. If you say, yes, I would like $500, that would be nice. That would make a difference to us. It would pay for vacations, or it would pay for the second car, or it would help to cover college costs. Whatever it is for you, then know what that why is. Know how that would feel and look to have that extra $500 in your pocket every single month. And, you know, that is real residual income. To get $500 in your bank account every month from an investment takes a huge amount of money. And yet we're talking about a little bit of time devoted to this to give you $500, $500, $500 every month it will hit. Once you've built a stable little business, that $500, you can go to the bank on it. So decide what you want and why, and communicate that with your sponsor, because your sponsor needs to understand what it is you want, and then they'll be able to help you the best. So you've got signed up, you're in the business, and your starter kit is on its way. So what are you going to do while you're waiting for it? Well, the first thing is log onto your virtual office with the username and password you get from the company. If you have a new distributor that has recently signed up, then make sure that you help them sign onto their virtual office. And then you want to check the personal information, because it's not always fully correct or fully entered in there. So check that. And then help your new person to set up banking. If you're new on the phone, set up your direct deposit information almost as soon as you get onto your virtual office. And if you have new people out there, most of you on the call probably have distributors that you've signed up at some point. Please make sure that they are set up for a direct deposit and actually get paid, because if their check that they're due from the company is less than $23, they would not receive it. And so if you have a new distributor who's just bought a box of juice plus fruit and vegetable capsules and the retail profit for that is $21, that's not enough to get a check on that first month. It needs to be $23. They would need to have ordered two products. And, you know, we really want everybody to start getting checks right away. And in this way, they can set it up and it will be deposited directly into their bank. I also encourage my distributors, if possible, to open a special bank account or have it go to a different account that they kind of dedicate for their Juice Plus or for something, you know, different from their normal checking. It's kind of more fun, and they can really see their money build up. Next thing you're going to do on the virtual office is set up your website. Maybe everybody on the call already has a personalized website, but if not, I really encourage you to do this because that's where you're going to send your friends to learn more about Juice Plus. And mine is racheljuiceplus.com, and you can have, you know, johnsmithjuiceplus.com or johnshareshjuiceplus.com or whatever you choose to send over to your friends. And then place your own orders. Learn quickly how to place orders, and your sponsor will help you with that on your virtual office. And if you're sponsoring somebody, teach them how to place their order and explain the difference between a Juice Plus order and a Juice Plus Children's Health Study order. And then lastly, on the website, before they've got their kit, you're going to get them oriented to the virtual office and to their juiceplus.com website. So just make sure that they understand how to navigate it and where to look for the main key items. And you can also send them to teamjp.net, where they will get tremendous amount of training. They can start off with I'm new, now what? And then you can go onto the other positions and see where it is and what it is you need to be doing. Also at teamjp.net is an excellent webinar or training call by Lisa Kerr on how to use your virtual office. So great training. If you're feeling a little bit daunted by the virtual office, go through that, spend 30 minutes just listening to that call, sitting at your computer, and you'll quickly feel comfortable with the virtual office. So the next thing that happens is your kit comes, and that's so exciting. It's that beautiful, beautiful four-color box full of goodies, and you're absolutely ready now to do your business. That's pretty much all you need. Your $50 application gave you about an $80 value in that box, and you're all set to build yourself a multi-million dollar international business with just those tools. And the first thing it says in your starter kit, when you open up the envelope, make sure that your new person gets out the envelope first, and you're going to sit down with them face to face, or do it by phone with your new person if you're not in the same city with them or something, and explain what a 10-1-10 is. If you're new into the business right now, understanding the 10-1-10 is key to figuring out how to get off to a fast start. Not everybody gets off to a fast start in this business, but if you do, there are a lot of benefits. And oftentimes, you can come to that later. You can start slow and just your own products, your own be your own customer, and then later on decide, now I'd like to give it a go and get fast and do like a 10-1-10 bonus. So what is a 10-1-10? It's 10 customers of your own, equivalent of juice plus fruit and vegetable capsules, 10 of those roughly, and one buddy or good friend that you want to work the business with, and then between you and that new person, you get another 10. So it's a very simple way to get 20 between two people, and in fact, it can be between three people and even four people. So you're looking for people who want to get some customers. One simple way to do it is to order for yourself. Maybe you and your husband get fruit, vegetables, and berries, and then you get some complete and you get some chewables. You've already got $400 PVC. If you find two couples, each who get fruit and vegetables and berries for themselves, then for each of the two couples, then you've already got your 1,000, and you're at your, which is your 10. You're at your own 10, and then you find another person to do exactly what you just did. That's a very quick way to do it. And if you do that within 30 days, you get paid a $300 bonus, and that is so fun. The bonus money is really, really cool. And your sponsor will also get $300. And if it takes you 60 days to do it, no problem. that will give you a $250 bonus each. Now, why would you want to do that? Well, because it catapults you to the 14% commission level. You start off at just getting retail profit and no commission. But if you do the 10-1-10, you get to 14% commission level, and it changes you from making $21 on a box to $35 on a box. It's the same box that you're selling. It's just instead of making 21, you're now making 35. So that's why you want to do that. Plus, you also get a ticket to conference if you do the 10-1-10, and that's a really nice $100 bonus and a great thing to do to go to conference. So you have got five simple steps to do our business, and I'm just going to quickly go through those, and you're going to develop your story. This is really important, and your little booklet, your starter guide, tells you how to do this. It needs to be very simple, very short, something like, a friend of mine told me about Juice Plus, and she told me we're supposed to eat 7 to 13 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. I mean, that's almost impossible to do. I knew that me and my family weren't doing it. It made so much sense to add the fruits and vegetables from Juice Plus to that, and I feel so good knowing that now we're all getting them. And since we've been doing it, we hardly ever get sick, and we all feel better, and my skin, hair, and nails have just been way different. Would you like to learn some more about this? And, of course, then you would offer a CD, a DVD, or ask them to go to the website, or, of course, invite them to an event. So learn to tell a very simple story. And then plug into events. Schedule your own events. Schedule your own wellness presentations. Get on calls like this. This is an event. This is a really good thing to just take a little bit of time to do. Read your emails. Get connected. And most importantly, just start showing up. Start going to anything that is available for you to go to if it's local. If it's not local, then just feel free to do it online. There's so many conference calls, recorded calls, and things on teamjp.net. The third step, so you developed your story is one, plugging into events is two, and then fill in your memory jogger. And this is where you want to fill in a minimum of 50 names, and I would say go for 200 names. You know, somebody said recently in a training, I thought it was brilliant, they said, well, if you're having a wedding, how many people would you invite? And for most people, it wouldn't only be 50 people. So if they tell you that they don't know 50 people, they probably do. And a great place to start would be their own cell phone list of phone numbers and names. They've probably got a lot of people in there, or Facebook friends is a good place. And, of course, just going through all your family, your friends, people you work with, college friends, kids' friends, parents, spouses, co-workers, that kind of thing. So you just church people, exercise people, you know, anybody you know in any of the spheres of influence that you have. Okay, step number four. And by the way, when you've done your memory jogger, it's a really good idea to get together with your sponsor to help you, and that person will really help you as to how to use the memory jogger, what kind of verbiage and words to use to invite that person to either an event or to learn more about Juice Plus. The fourth part is customer care, which is very important. We can answer some questions later, but I'm not going to take much time on that now because that's kind of a topic unto itself. If you happen to be in Dallas, we're training on customer care tomorrow morning at La Hacienda. And if not, there's plenty of places to learn about that on Team JP and also in your virtual office. So do learn to give good customer care, because your new sponsoring distributors, the people you're going to bring into this business, will be from your satisfied customers. And if you've looked after them well as customers, they'll be able to know how to take care of their own customers. So very important piece of this. And then step number five, the final part of our starter guide, is designing your team. And here you make a separate list of the people that you'd really love to have on your board of directors. If you're going into business and you would really like to have people on your board that you trust, that you respect, that are very, very competent, those are the people that you also want to bring into your business. And you make a list of those, and then together with your sponsor, figure out a way to have maybe a meeting at Starbucks, a three-way call, or some other way of getting the information to that person. So those are the five steps of the starter guide, and the more you can master those steps, then the easier you will find this business. And we just do it over and over. So the final piece I want to just touch on before we open it to any questions that you have is about building your belief. And whoops, sorry, that noise was my dishwasher. Was about building your belief. So read and watch and listen to everything that you possibly can get your hands on around your virtual office. Attend as much as you can. Go to as many things as you can. Get on as many calls as you can, because the more that you immerse yourself in this, the more your belief will be so rock solid that it'll be easy to share Juice Plus, because it will not matter too much what they say. You will know the message that you're sharing with them, and then if you know, you just move on to the next person if they're not quite ready yet. Remember, timing is everything. So you may have to tell somebody about Juice Plus several times before they say, yes, please. So be a product of the products. I was talking to a new distributor today who said, you know, I'm going to lose 30 pounds and everybody's going to ask me how I did it. And it'll be, you know, Juice Plus. And of course, you know, you feel better. You look better when you take Juice Plus, and it makes you feel more like exercising, which of course helps in the way that you feel and you look. So be a product of the products. Be sure that you are taking all of the products. Learn as much as you can about the company by coming to events, and of course the favorite big event, of course, is the conference. And for those of you in Phoenix, of course, it's in Phoenix in April, which is wonderful, and as many of us as we can will be going to Phoenix. And then also we have the Dallas conference, which we are excited about here in Texas, which will be in October of this year. Learn as much as you can about our industry, about how a home-based network marketing company works, how the plan works. Learn about that. It will make your belief really strong. And, of course, believe in yourself that you can do this. And I'm here to tell you, everybody on this call right now, you can do it. No matter what your background, what your situation, what your life drama story is right now, because we all have one of those, you can do this, because anybody can do this with a little bit of desire and those other things that we talked about. I thought this was a very sweet poem, so I'm just going to read this out and then open it to any, you know, comments and questions that you might have. It says, believe in yourself. Believe in yourself, in the power you have to control your own life day by day. Believe in the strength that you have deep inside, and your faith will help show you the way. Believe in tomorrow and what it will bring. Let a hopeful heart carry you through. For things will work out if you trust and believe. There's no limit to what you can do. So that is that really concludes what I wanted to say about getting started, believing in yourself, believing in what we're doing. And I'd love to hear from you what sort of questions that you might have or what you'd like to talk about as we finish off for the last few minutes of the call.
Hi, this is Pat. I'm sorry I started a little bit late. I went to pick up a prescription, but I'm really excited. I joined on the 27th of last month, and John Guerrero is my
sponsor. Yeah,
sponsor. I'm trying to think of the word.
Yes, yes, great, Pat.
It's wonderful. My daughter-in-law started her Juice Plus just, I would say, maybe 10 days ago, and her parents saw her at church on Sunday and were so amazed that she looks so wonderful. We're scheduling an appointment with them this week, because
wow,
they want to be well, and she's on dialysis. Was diagnosed with diabetes as a child, and
wow.
She goes three times a week, and she looks healthy. She's not tired anymore. And most of her problem are too many red blood cells at this time. So she is just, she's a walking billboard.
That's
so
fabulous, Pat. Thank you for sharing that. And that gives you confidence.
Absolutely.
And it gives other people confidence. And you can share her story. You know, until you have other stories of your own, you can use her story too, which is wonderful. We borrow people's stories in this business all the time. Fabulous. Do you have any questions about how you're getting started and sharing Juice Plus with those people and other people?
Well, my daughter-in-law, she would definitely say I would never sell anything. And she was talking to her parents, and she called me about them. So I think she's really going to jump on the bandwagon in a couple of weeks from now. She's absolutely,
awesome.
Totally good. And I do have my sister that's going to be joining tomorrow. She's signing up tomorrow. So my question is, I'm working on my customers, and I've got some already that will be filling out their paperwork this coming week. But if we do the 10-1 or 10-2 in the first month, do we get the $300 bonus?
Yes. If you can finish it by the 27th of February, you will be able to get the $300 bonus. You need to have a minimum of 1,000 points or roughly 10 customers in your own number.
Yes.
And then as many, you know, if you have two or three people signing up under you, as long as that what they do adds up to another 1,000 or another 10, then that will work. Awesome.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
And it jumps you to the 14%, like I said, gives you a conference ticket already for Phoenix. And, of course, you're right there in the area, right, Pat?
Yes, I'm right.
Awesome. So you'll be able to attend the conference for free.
Absolutely.
Which is amazing. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Get together with John and have him work and help you, and I know he will. And you just link arms together and just, you know, learn as he talks, and just, as I said, keep it simple.
Absolutely. Thank you. Rachel?
Yes.
Susan Stallways from Tombow. Hi.
Hello, Susan. How are you?
Oh, I'm so well. Thanks for putting this call on tonight.
You're welcome.
I had a new distributor that was on the call, and she just started a couple of days ago, and I am grateful to you.
Well, you're very welcome, and congratulations for bringing somebody on the call. The important thing, of course, is to help people get connected.
Yeah, well,
because,
you
know, we often feel a little bit isolated sometimes because we're all in our own home, we're all busy, we all have things going on. So the more we can connect and reach out to each other and help people get on these calls and feel part of a family or a community, the better. So good
Thank
job,
you.
Susan.
Thank you.
Hey, Rachel. It's Marissa from Dallas.
Hey, Marissa. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Excellent. Excellent. So glad you're on the
call. Your call's been really good. I actually had a quick question on how to address, say, an older person that is taking medications.
Right.
Like, what is it that you actually try to share with them? Do you ask them to talk to their doctor before taking Juice Plus? I understand it's just food, but at the same time, you know, if they're taking some kind of medication in their blood, and how does all that work?
Okay, great question. Yes, we do just stick to it's just food, it's just food, it's just food. But it's a little trickier when somebody's taking a lot of meds because they are scared to mix other things. And so what I've found is often a good solution for somebody like that is to offer them the chewables because it doesn't feel like it's another medication at all because they're not swallowing a capsule. They enjoy it because it tastes so good. And it's a sweet treat. And it seems to get, you know, do away with the idea of having to ask the doctor about it because it just feels like other things they might eat as a treat.
Okay, thank you.
If they will take the capsules, of course, you know, then that's great too. Then it's still the same message as to anybody else. Just it's just food. It's like eating at the salad bar. You don't have to ask your doctor everything you eat. I mean, they can ask the doctor if they want a lot, you know, they could take the bottles, for example, and show them what's in the product. But my experience has been chewables are very popular with that group of people.
Okay, and I also had one business question, too. I do have my direct deposit set up, but if I decide to make a separate account, is it easy enough to go in and just switch it out, or does that mess up the books for Juice Plus?
No, it's very easy to do it. It would be best for you to do it at the beginning of a new month, like right after your check's gone in, like right now if you were changing it now, the checks get paid by, you know, before the 10th of the month, and then if you do it earlier in the month, like right after that, then there's enough time for the new information to have taken effect, and your next check will not miss a beat, and will just go into your new account. And you just go in the same place as you went to put the first one, personal profile, personal profile, my information or my account settings or something. You'll find it in
sure.
there, and it's at the bottom of your name and address information.
Okay, thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome. Any other questions or comments? I think it's been super that you've all been on the call. Thank you so much for joining me. It's really nice not to be talking to nobody. So I'm thrilled that everybody got on the call. And as I say, just get with the person who brought you into the business for more help, and utilize the websites and recorded calls, and just have fun with this business. It's an awesome, awesome business.
Thank you, Rachel. This is Carolyn Howard. You'll
hey.
Be talking to me soon, I'm sure.
I hope so. I hope I'll see you in the morning, maybe. That would be great if you can make it. So anybody
right.
in Dallas, we have a good training tomorrow, and I know other people do around the country too. So thank you so much for joining us. Have a good night, everybody, and we'll be back on the call next week. And Jenny and Mick will be back in the country.
Very good.
Thank you.
Good
night, everybody.
Good night.
Right, good night.
Thank you so much, Rachel.